You know, a lot of people, they ask, what is the blues? Where does blues come from? What caused the blues? Well, I tell you, there is two have wrote more blues than anybody in the world. Mother Nature and Father Time. The best blues writers of all. Mother Nature and Father Time. One of them get you the other one will. sometime I'll be sitting down playing. People pass by the house. I'd be sitting on the porch playing, you know, pass by the house. They stop. And they'll slowly walk. You know, down in Alabama, they don't suppose to like no blues, see. People down there don't suppose to like no blues. They don't know what the blues is. But you can see them slowing up, you know, the closer they get to the house, the slower they get. And they get in front of the house, they be real to a real creep. And get up past the house, where the road, the street that I live on comes to a dead end, you know. They get up there and they stop and they look each way and they turn around and creep back by the house. And if some of the kids is out in the yard, they stop and play with the kids for a while. Mm-hmm. That boy had the blues. He knew what the blues is all about. But he don't want to acknowledge it, you know. See, I don't care who you are, where you come from. Someday you're going to have the blues. Sooner or later, the blues are going to get you. If you didn't have them yesterday, you'll have them tomorrow. That is, if you don't have them now. The blues is just like death. It's non-discriminative. I don't care how rich you are or how poor you are. Someday you're going to have the blues. Anybody tell me they ain't ever had the blues? I can tell him looking right straight in his eyes. If he's over 21. If he's over 21 and normal and tell me you haven't had the blues, he's a lie. Boy, he felt misused. He felt misplaced. He felt like he was a misfit or something. You know? but when you have this kind of feeling, sometimes there's someone close by that have had the same old feeling that you have had, you know? And they know what to do about it. Kind of like this little song. I like the little song. I know I've been up here too long already. I don't want to bore the hell out of you, but I do want to bore you. This is a song that I wrote while I was in England. It's called Just a Little Tenderness. Just a little tenderness. Just a little tenderness. Whoa. Long way. when you're feeling down and out, lying, wandering through the night. Sometimes you feel like a little cry. Whoa. We'll make everything all right. Yes, we'll make everything all right. Look, my friend, right here, I'd like to tell you a little something. Sometime you wake up in the middle of the night. No matter how hard you may try, you just can't go back to sleep. I don't know if that ever happened to you or not, but if it happened, just keep living it real. You lay there thinking about every little thing that have happened to you in the past. Then your mind will revert itself and you begin to think of the future. Sometimes I think it's good that we don't know the future, because if we did, we would shorten our own future. But you lay there and you roll and you tumble from one side of the bed to the other. And you know anything, your pillow is soaking wet with tears. No use of no one asking you what you're crying about, because you really can't tell. You have no pain. But you see, if there's someone close by that can lay a caressing hand on you and whisper a few sweet little nothings in your ear, oh my God, it hits so well. But that's when you begin to realize what it means. Show you just a little tenderness, just a little tenderness, just a little tenderness. You see, sometimes you feel like a misfit. You feel like you just don't belong. And you lay there and you look over on the little table probably sitting beside the bed. And there's a little vial sitting there. An inscription on it says, sleep ease. Before you went to bed, you had 24 in there. But now you only have 22, because you did take two. You say, oh my God, I did take them. Why in the world can't I sleep? Why can't I rest? Why am I crying? Why am I worrying? What am I worrying about? Then another memory will come into your mind. You see the picture of a big, burly black man sitting upon the stage telling you about the blues. Then you begin to wonder, is this what Shines was talking about when he said there's a time in everybody's life that they'll have a blues? Uh-huh. That's it. See, if you didn't have the blues yesterday, you'll have them tomorrow. That's for sure. If you don't have them now. But you lay there and you look at this vial and you say, now I've taken two of these pills already. I wonder what would happen if I take the remains of these pills, which is 22. Oh. But let me purvey with you, my friend. Please don't you take them 22 sleeping tablets. Whatsoever you do, don't take them doggone pills. Please don't take them pills. Just go on and cry it out, because it'll soon be over. Don't push the issue, you know? You see, my friend, I do call you friend because I mean it. I want you to stay here just like me, you poor bastard, suffer like I do. Then you know what I'm talking about when you hear me say, just a little tenderness. Just a little tenderness. Just a little tenderness. Whoa.